Monday, February 26, 2018, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting.
Play for if something happens.
We'll start. You know, you don't have to worry about it.
Just call the Board of Commissioners to order and we'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall west of near the entrance. The county boardroom is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, I got a full board today. That's a good thing. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, February 12th and 19th. The 19th was our city-county joint meeting. Approval of the payroll claims, the accounts payables. And the D is the approval of the official reports. Kevin helped me out today to go through everything. Everything was in order. So I need a motion for the consent agenda items.
So moved.
Motion by Tony.
Second.
Second by Bill. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, a new business A. We got Rick Snyder, Liberty Life, National Life Insurance, to present the board their line of life insurance products as well as the supplemental health products to the county.
Sir.
Welcome.
Thank you for your time. I wasn't for sure how many folks was going to be here, so I did prepare a few folders. Can I share if you need to?
We can share.
Nobody bites, I hope, or throat punches anybody? Anything like that?
Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir. Joan, I'm not deliberately skipping you, but anything
else? You gave me one already, so that's fine.
Oh, you got one? Well, I did prepare that. Did you go?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So this would be a product that is a voluntary deduction of the employee through the county payroll pre-tax, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep, it is.
Okay.
And that's so I don't know what you guys have right now or if you have anything. We don't want to take anything away from what you already have.
We have Colonial Insurance right now.
Colonial Life?
Yes.
Colonial Products.
Products, is that what it
same
is?
Same as their product.
Okay. So one of the things that we do a little bit different, and everybody that comes and talks to you has always got their niche that they're going to do. We have the option for the younger employees. They can be paid up age 65, meaning they'll never pay another dime on their insurance after age 65 for their life. Their face value, whatever it is, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, will always be there. Whatever the premium was, age 65, once they reach that, they no longer pay it if they choose that option. Otherwise, it goes out to age 100. So those are the two different things that we do that we pride ourselves. As far as Colonial, I'm from Arkansas. You can tell that my accent's a little bit different. I moved to Omaha about two months ago, and I worked with Omaha Agency. I'm a supervisory agent there. But I work in Arkansas with Colonial a lot, and I can tell you right now that we can beat their rates all day long. I'd be glad to sit down and compare, but we're not comparing them here because she don't have that material, and I'm not able to do that at this moment. But like I said, I think that we would definitely be able to beat any of their prices. But regardless of that, we don't want to replace anything that you have. We just want to be able to give people options should they choose to do so, and they can see for themselves. Everything's individually done, so like I said, it's 100% on the employee. But if they, we do give two free policies, which is this right here, that you have in your folder. So whether it's non, they don't, there's no participation rate. Everybody gets this, regardless, part-time, full-time, it doesn't matter. They get the $3,000 accidental death policy, and they also get the discount card. The $3,000 accidental death policy is for them, their spouse, and the child, for the child. And then if you open that up on the inside, you see the need analysis. So what that is it's got to fit within the employee's budget. It helps me, it helps them as well, as far as cancellations goes. So if it fits within their budget and they see something that they want, then that's my job, is to figure out why they need it or if they do need it to begin with. I don't want to be a financial manager for them, but also want it to make sense to them and it fits within their budget.
Okay. What questions do we have for Rick?
Once you get the part, it's 100% voluntary, so the county's out zero money on it.
Right. And that's the way the colonial is as well. You know, I guess the normal procedure protocol would be is if you wanted, I don't know if we're trying to, if we want to have you come in and whatever employees would like to sit down and talk to you for X amount of minutes, and then I don't know, what's the board's thought process on this, I guess.
I think after hours, you know, do whatever they want. They can have you do a group or individual, however you want to do it.
Yeah, one of the things that we do is if you're open for a 45-day enrollment period once we start. So you have a place you want me to go, or I can go to them. Like County Barnes, we service about 15 counties already in Nebraska. So one of the things we do is, like, if you got a road crew, because they're usually the hardest folks to catch because they're constantly busy, especially this past winter, I mean, good gracious. But you go to the barn, they're just set there. If they come in, they want to visit with you, fine, but don't bug people as much as the biggest thing that we don't want to do. We don't want to take them away from their job. Here at the office, put me somewhere away from everybody, the player breaker and whatever, it's not going to bother somebody, sure, I'll sit there. I don't care. But just to give them the availability to know that we're here. I can send out a flyer to Joan. She can send that out via email or however y'all do it. Let everybody know that we're here. They can come get their 2 free policies if they choose to do so. If not, that's fine too.
I think that's simple enough. I think maybe you can pick a date and however you want to work it out, and maybe at 4:30 at the end of the day, see if you get a sign up sheet who wants to come, like say for instance here to the boardroom if it's available, and you can talk to them, sure, and see if it's justifiable or workable for you to be able to come up here from Omaha to, I mean, if you get 10 people or 20 people or if you get 2 people, I don't know.
Yeah, as I said, it's irrelevant as far as the amount of people that get here. That's our marketing tool, the two free policies that allows us to come in, because who's somebody more, if you're 25 years old, chances are you're probably not thinking about life insurance. I know I wasn't. But down the road, something may happen, and that's kind of our marketing tool. Who are they going to buy from, a billboard or somebody to give them a free policy? That's kind of the way we look at it. The things that I need from the county, the 3 things I need from you. I need you, 1, say that you're not going to pay for it, which is a signature. 2 is authorization for a group number. 3 is an employee list with dates of hire. Those are the 3 things.
You know, for being a Southern guy, you talk awful fast, okay?
I was in the military for 10 years.
I get it, okay? And thank you. But you're right there in the middle. If you was a little bit farther south, Mississippi, then I'd be like, I'm going to speed this up. But you're that fast Southern guy right there in Arkansas. So you need the 3 things again, Joan, so she can write them down. Because she kind of looked at you like, okay, what's going on right now?
I got them right here.
Okay.
So are you saying that every employee has to participate?
I am absolutely not saying that. No.
I mean, everyone has to take that life insurance policy?
No, they do not. I'm saying, no, they don't have to take anything. They don't have to take anything at all. I'm saying the availability of this right here is to every employee, should they choose to do so, free. It doesn't cost anything.
Okay.
If they want anything else, then they will be payroll deducted. But this is free. If they want to come see me, they can. But there's no participation rate regardless of any of it.
But it still goes through payroll, correct? Yes. It's still going to be... There's a little cost and work in my office.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that.
Yeah. But other than that, and this is what I was telling you, that you agree that you're not going to pay for it, which is that right there, which is the payroll deduction agreement.
Okay.
Are you the main man in charge, right?
Nope.
He's it. He is. He's your man.
So anyway, so that's what that says. And then this is
one
and only. Listen to me.
They threw you under the bus. And then this is for your
agreement. What else is new?
And then that's the employee list, simple as it she could get.
Oh, okay, I see.
It's just dates of hiring names. That gives us the availability to make sure that he sends out that we can't have this. So when I turn the deduction sheets into you, I can say, this is who I've seen, this is who comes to me, and this is what I have. Save your butt, my butt, both.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, that's what I need right there.
Okay, so basically what we can do then is should we set up a time first for everyone? Should we do that?
If I don't have a group number, I can't come visit.
Okay.
That's why those 2 signatures are important. You're not signing anything. You're just getting a group number.
Okay, that's fine.
Because without anybody coming, I can't do anything anyway.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we'll let our attorney look at it and make sure that I'm not signing something that you're trying to throw me under the bus on.
Well, I got 2 deputies, 3 deputies in here. Well, try not to do too much of that.
You know, I understand, give some people some other options, and if it's something that it's more appealing than what they have. And I don't know how many people participate in the colonial program, to be honest with you. So I can't even.
I'm not
I'm not sure either. So maybe it'll.
Did you show her those two pages that I wanted her to?
Yeah, the first two pages. Like you've probably seen the not the first two pages, the one that I think that way there.
There's a Herald agreement that says that, and then there's a group number. But this keeps somebody from saying that you entered an agreement with them, like your employee versus you guys. Keeps your bus safe, what that does. Softball faster than most Southern guys, huh?
That I've run across, yes.
I was in the military for 10 years, so I got made fun of quite a bit, so I just did that. I used to have
Was you a drill sergeant or something, or what? Mm-hmm. where was you stationed at?
Well, I joined up to be a reservist, and I wound up doing most of my time over in Iraq.
Did you?
Sure did. I come back. I did a 15-month deployment over there, and they wanted to know what we did. I was an engineer, so we did demolitions. I was 12 Bravo. My OS switched three times. It was 12 Bravo, 21 Bravo, and back to 12 Bravo. But I did demolitions. That's what I did. So they wanted to know how we encountered the IEDs and what we did with the IEDs. However, when I come back here, there's not a big demand for blowing things up. So that's the job that I'm in now.
Well, thanks for your service.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Might want to take you fishing.
He's in here.
To offer to the employee, and that we will do the deduction through the payroll.
Okay.
And if they decide to do it,
yeah.
Then this.
Just the one spot, is that right?
There's two.
Two spots?
Well, there's one spot on one page and one spot on the
other. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, all right. Okay, so what's the board want to do here? We need to make a motion for me to sign these two here and to have him set up a time to come in after hours to talk to whatever employees are going to be interested in their products. So,
that's your motion.
I mean, I'll make a motion for Liberty National Life to come in and to set up a time to go through the deductions with the employees without the county being any type of match or any type of expense on the county's part. So, in the pre-tax section. So, yep, that's my motion.
Second.
So I got a motion by myself and a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
I don't know if you want to fill in the commissioner and the date, whatever, and just sign them, Joan. Okay. We got the two signatures, and then you can get with Joan, because Joan has nothing better to do. Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, she knows. I know the truth. But anyways, okay. Well, listen, thank you. We'll get them. She'll get that filled out for you. And okay, then also, I'm going to move on here, if that's all right.
Yes.
You want me to wait, Joan?
No.
I'm going to move on to B, the board to approve... delegate and certify or reject the final subdivision plat survey record for Bowl subdivision at the proposed section or location of 857-162nd Street in Dakota City, Nebraska, Section 3, Township 28N, Range 8E. So, Bill knows a little bit about this.
No, Marty does.
Who does? Marty does?
Marty was at the meeting.
Okay. At the meeting, they had gone through and had the surveys done, and there was just a little bit of wordage that needed to be changed, so they reapplied it, and everything looks kosher. The plots are all done, and they approved it, wanted it to go forward to the board based on waiting for their approval.
Okay, so basically what's happened is with the planning and zoning, they didn't like the wording. They got the wording changed. They approved it. Planning and zoning did. So here it is for our final blessing.
Yes.
Right. Correct?
Yep.
Pretty simple. She did call me, and she said that they put in separate driveways and separate water meters.
There's three properties there, and There'll be one property that doesn't have a residence on it, and but it's going to be owned by the lady that owns the rest of the, or that owns the lot number one.
Is that north of Behrman's? Is that where?
Yeah.
The Bowles place.
Okay. I mean, I know everybody has the subdivision in front of them. I think it's pretty cut and dry. Like I said, our planning and zoning people took care of it, and it all makes sense. So let's move on. They need a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the subdivision for Bowles subdivision.
Okay.
No, I'd second that.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony and a second by Marty to approve the Bowles subdivision. Call roll, please, Joan.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, C, we got the approved, the renewal of the EAP, the Employee Assistant Program, contract for services between Dakota County and Mercy Medical Health for March 1st, 2018 to March 1 of 2019. Okay. Do I have, is there something in here?
I think we got a handout.
No, I got that the last minute and forwarded it to you electronically.
Okay.
It hasn't changed. The cost hasn't improved. I did call Three Rivers. Amy is still not in today, but what we do not cover on our policy is substance and addiction abuse, and that's why we offered this.
Remember that? You were at the board then, I think, when we went this route, and we had some insurance gaps. Maybe then we added this and some mental health issues. What's the cost, Joe?
I don't recall.
27 a person?
27 a person for the year.
For the year. Okay.
So we get our money's worth out of it, don't we?
Yeah, you know, some of these loans programs are huge.
Yeah, it'd be nice to mandate some of these things where, you know, that we make everybody do some things, but it sure wouldn't hurt. But anyways, let's talk about the EAP. God bless you. We want to renew here March 1st to the 18 and 19. If you do, somebody make a motion.
I would move to approve the contract for the services between Dakota County and Mercy Business Health for the EAP program.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill.
I'll second it.
A second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous. We got Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, Road Report. Mr. Kellogg, how are you today?
Good, thank you. February 11th through the 24th, 14 hours of road maintenance, overtime 11 and a half, bridge maintenance 17 hours, bridge on 265th Street, garbage pickup 4 hours, snow removal 192 and a half, no rock again this meeting, signs barricade 15 hours, we had one road concern for some muddy spot on West Sarpy. There's a few other that didn't make it. I got called from commissioners. But anyway.
Just the season. I mean, it's going to happen. Now, correct me, was it last Monday when we were out of salt and sand, the county, the state, everybody was? Was it last week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we still haven't gotten any.
Really?
But on the other good news was we didn't get no snow Thursday or
really
Saturday,
don't.
So
yeah.
We didn't use it.
And another beautiful thing is that sun's getting warmer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And time's going to be changing here, and so, yeah. Like I said, I talked to Fred, you know, and you get kind of fed up with it. I said, I'm ready to move on to the next chapter. Let's deal with some mud, I guess, right? Get rid of the snow.
Be
I think everybody's sick of the snow. Even though it hasn't been a terrible winter, you know, it started off slow, but it just seems like it started to drag on a little bit. You know, it's a nuisance. Okay, what questions do you have for Fred? Anything? Hang on, Fred.
Hey, Fred, did you end up finishing Ed Murray's project out there? One of those trees trimmed so we can close that?
Trees are trimmed. Okay.
There's still some barricading. We're going to put up a permanent barricade, so it's going to close permanently, of course. Right. But it hasn't been done yet because of frost in the ground.
Yeah. But you got trees on that.
But the trees are done.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
B, we got the board to appoint planning and zoning member to the geographical area of the rural Hubbard for a 3-year term, February 2018 through February of 2021. And it looks like the one candidate we have, Scott Bosquet. So, and he's going to replace, is it Marlon?
Marlon Miller.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Who's been on there for?
23 years.
Years
and years.
Now, God bless him. Okay. All right, so we just need a motion to appoint Mr. Bosquet, Scott Bosquet, to fill in the Hubbard area for the next 3-year term, 18 to 21.
I'd make a motion to have Scott fill that vacancy.
Okay, we got a motion by Marty.
Second.
And a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to C, approve resolution 18C-003 to appropriate transfer of funds of over expenditures for the noxious weed budget in the amount of $15,400. I don't know where those expenses actually came from, Joan. Payroll?
I cut that budget way back, not quite understanding what we were doing with that budget this year,
okay.
Thinking that we were not going to have the employee as long as we did, and so.
I get it.
Then he had a bunch of comp time, too, didn't he?
Right.
He got comp time and accrued vacation, and it was a lot more than
that's where we. That's where I said payroll probably got us a little bit there.
Yeah.
So, anyways, okay. So we need to transfer some monies over there, the $15,400, for them to finish operating out through the rest of the year. So, I'll make a motion, resolution 18C-003, to transfer the funds to noxious weeds. Motion by myself and a second by Bill. Will you call roll, please?
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes. Okay, D, health insurance discussion. And decide regarding an increase in the premium cost to be passed on in whole or part of the employee for a single or family approved or not approved, and to open union negotiations to effect same.
I'll talk about D and E. The budget committee, Tony and I and Joan met with department heads just before this meeting today, talked about ways to save the county money, possibly the 32-hour work week, possibly the employee picking up the increase of cost of the health insurance, and 32-hour work week, to me, unless we do everybody, I don't think it's a go, and I honestly, I don't think it's going to work. There's about, I think we had one department, we can't force these department heads to do this, obviously. I think we have one department head out of all of them that said he'd be willing to go with that if, you know, if it would save the county money. And it would. It was $228,000 a year. So we talked a little bit about the increase being paid by the employees. That would save us around $92,000 a year. Got not a good reception on that. We did talk about raising the deductible. Still waiting until July 1st. Do it sooner. That kind of went over pretty good. So we're going to explore some of those things, probably look at some dollars saved in the deductible raising before July 1st. Joan's going to Lincoln to meet with the state auditor Wednesday, and I think Scott's going to be down there also. Maybe there's some things there that might help our budget. We'll know more after Wednesday. But so today we don't need any action. There's no decisions made. We'll meet again after we get some of these figures back on the health insurance. But like I say, the 32-hour work week thing is probably, at this time, not going to be on the table.
On the fly. Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back at another time and another date.
Okay. And that covers D and E, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, is there any conversation? We're good on that?
Tony, Joan, you want to add anything?
No, we'll get that.
So basically, the way I understand it, and I was not in the meeting because I know you and Tony are on the budget and finance now, The way I understand it, and we haven't really talked about it besides what you just told me, but the 32-hour work week is not going to go, and I figured it probably wouldn't because of the way some of the offices are ran now. I mean, to make it uniform throughout the whole organization would be impossible, okay? And obviously, like you said, you can't appoint, you can't say, hey, you got to do it, you can't do it. And
with the court system the way it is, Lou's office and Kim's office absolutely can't do it.
Right.
The assessor's office, there's two people employed. They're both
salary.
But this is the way that I see it, okay?
Else's office, you know, there's two people there.
This is the way that I see this, and the $107,000 increase on the premiums, if I'm not mistaken, that's what it was, correct, for the year, okay? And if we absorb that, but if you raise the deductible, and some people will use that, some people won't. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I know that by us raising the deductible from 250 to 400, it was
80,000.
It was 80 grand.
Projected
roughly 80 grand. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but I'm just saying to the people, they thought that, you know, we were taking a limb from them. And we know that the fact of the matter is realistically the average is throughout the state. When Joan did her research, it was, the average is 1,500. Some were more, some were a little bit less, but to have a $1,500 deductible is, and I know we structured it with the unions and, you know, and so much for the next X amount of years until it gets up to 800 or 1,000 or something like that over the next 3 or 4 years. I don't even remember what the dollar amount was. I know. But anyways, I think that would be the simplest and the easiest way if we get with, like you said, our insurance people and, you know, so be that we got to come to reality with a deductible, I guess, you know, of...
That can be a huge savings, potentially.
Right. But that way everybody keeps, their 40-hour work week mm-hmm. and don't have to absorb the extra costs that the county's going to have to pick up from our terrible year last year of increase in premiums. So, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. I think that's just realistic is what I think, but... I'm sure we'll be talking about, like you said, soon, Bill.
Do we want to open up the contracts to talk about the deductible? Is the first of the year, Bill.
We could change that any time.
The deductible.
Your deductible applies for your calendar year.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So it started January.
Right.
It started January.
But we can take action any time to change those deductibles. Right.
I'm almost sure.
But we have to repay the deductible
right.
once we do that, is how she explained it.
Right.
It would mess them up
that's true.
We change mid-year, but...
But yeah, she said we can change it at any time.
Let them earn their keep.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, if they have to, they have to. You know, I don't know how else to put it. So, okay...
We would need to... I don't know if that's on the agenda, if you can look under health insurance. Not really on the agenda to make a motion on it.
So. Okay. Let's explore the savings and compare deductibles, 500, 800, 1,000. Okay. Look at several options.
Yeah.
I'll do some research on it.
Yeah, just because I said 1,500, it doesn't mean it's going to go to 1,500.
But I think
I just said that is an average, is all I said. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a fair number, wasn't it, Joan? Throughout the 93 counties, wasn't it? If I remember right, by looking at all the different counties.
I know some were more.
Right. That's what I mean. Some were more, maybe some were a little bit less. But I'll put it this way. When they did the survey, when Joan said that our deductible was $250, they never even put it on the sheet, okay? Because I think they thought that maybe it was misinterpreted, that they probably didn't hear her right. Because it's unheard of. Exactly. So... Okay. Anyways, let's move on then. So we covered D and E, correct? Okay. So I'm going to move on to F. Jacob Acero. Is he here today? He's not here, so we'll move on.
Yeah.
you are here. How'd I miss you? So, anyways, expressing the correctional officer's intent to negotiate their comprehensive master agreement between the county of Dakota County and the Fraternal Order of the Police in the Dakota County Lodge number 49.
You got it. I'm going to tell you by March 15th that we intend to negotiate with you guys, so that's why I'm here, to let you all know. March 15th.
Start setting some dates.
So we need to figure out who's going to sit down and negotiate with you guys, too, is what we need to figure out.
I thought you were locked for that every year.
Me?
Yeah, I figured you just...
I've been locked in it every year. You're exactly right. For the last 7 years. And Scott's doing some other things in life now. Well, you don't want me around anyways.
Can I just pick one?
Yeah. Whoever the two that you want, but Kevin can't be there.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to pick him anyways. He's going to show us any sympathy.
Playground rules. One thing, I won't be here next year.
And number two things, I won't be here next year either.
Bullshit.
Oh, my goodness. I can't see that far. There's nothing written.
Withdrawal of candidate filing form.
Yeah, you look at it forever.
So you can sit there and say horseshit.
It's not filled out. It's not filled out.
We'll see. But anyways, go ahead. So realistically, we'll figure it out who's going to do it. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Before that time, you'll have two of us.
Okay, did you guys want to try to set up a date now, or you want to wait till we get down the road a little bit?
Let's wait till we get down the road so we can kind of figure out who's doing what. Is that okay, or do you want to set something right now, Joan? Oh, it's happening, sweetheart.
Do we want to try to do it before meetings again? What did we do last?
I think we did it after the
meetings.
After meetings?
After meetings, I think it was.
Depending on who could get here.
Yeah. Well, is that what it was?
It was actually before
meetings.
Seems
like we did it before. I think
you and Scott did it last year.
I think most of the time it was before Kim.
Oh, okay.
I think we want to do it before a meeting because who knows how long a meeting can go.
Yeah, there you go.
And then, yeah, I think before a meeting, that makes the most sense.
Okay, yeah, but it doesn't matter to us.
So let's set a time right now. Let's figure April 9th, 2020.
April 9th, 2020. Well, we'll talk about the health insurance then, too. In other words,
listen, hey, I just want to tell you something while you're sitting here.
I'm standing there, too. Go ahead.
Just to your people and to you, I would definitely come open-minded with the health insurance, the deductible, because this thing's going to get really bad if we don't come up with something. I mean, it's going to get really, really bad, where we're going to have to be the bad guys, and it's going to become a show that nobody wants to see, realistically. I'm just being honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if we can't save money somewhere along the line without doing... yes, we can nickel dime here and there, and we're going to do that because that adds up over a time frame of a 12-month period.
Mm-hmm.
But to look for something that is a quick injection to help us out, mm-hmm. okay, is what we need. So, and if it's going to be something like that, I just want everybody to be open minded about it. Is all. I'm just telling you that,
okay.
Because otherwise, it's going to be a show.
No, I understand. I think this is probably something we can discuss in a closed meeting. Whatever works for you guys, just send us an email. And
we'll do that, Jake, and we'll just send you an email.
April
and we'll figure it out.
Two. April
9th.
I'll send you an email.
Would that be fine, April 9th?
Yeah, whatever works for you guys.
No, whatever works for you, okay? We're working for you here,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we don't need to do anything, any type of... we just got the date set. Do we need to make a motion on the date or not?
No.
No, okay, perfect. So, okay, then also we're going to move on to G then. You're going to, Jacob wants to address the county board regarding the retirement contributions for the jailers.
With that line item, I'd like to say that I'd like to table that for now. I've looked at it quite extensively. I'd like to look at it a little more. I understand that what I'm trying to accomplish, though, that power doesn't lie with this board right here. It lies somewhere else.
Does it? Okay.
So, I'd like to look at it a little more, and I think when the time becomes right, I'd like to readdress the board about it, and I'll let Jill know.
Yep, just let us know what we can do to help, if it's anything, if we can.
Okay.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Jack. Thank
look you. For the email. Thanks, Jacob. Okay, and then Amy Kleinberg, Three Rivers, seeking the board approval to amend health insurance plan documents to allow an extra 2 weeks on open enrollment.
I put that on the agenda in case you guys decided to make a motion today to pass along that increase to the employees.
Okay.
And then that would give them an option to drop if they could find something else. But that didn't happen, so
okay.
I don't think we need to address that.
Okay. All right, easy enough. So we'll bypass that. We will go, if my is current, we go to the commissioner committee reports. Somebody tell me something fun and exciting, what they've done. I know our last week we had our city-county joint meeting, and Bill and I and Marty were there, Joan and Tim, and it was interesting. A lot of people couldn't show up because of the weather, but yeah, it's pretty interesting to listen to what everybody has going on, what they've done, and interesting in that case, and depressing that it seems like everybody's a fat cat except us. Everybody has a plenish of money. But anyways, I think it all went well. It went very well. I know the buildings and grounds. I know that the building next door, Kevin and his people want to put in a
training room
next door. And I know we got the room over there, so we just come up with the mats today from the school. I called the South Sioux City High School and I asked them if they had any mats. They wanted to get rid of them. They was like, threw them away Friday, and then 5 minutes later he calls me back and he says, they're still here, so pick them up. So it's perfect.
Good deal.
Yep. So we got to pick them up tomorrow, but anyways.
Help us out a lot.
Yeah. That's huge. And I'm sure there'll probably be enough to fill your room, don't you think?
He said he had a bunch of them.
Yeah, he said he had a lot. So, anyways, okay, anybody else want to talk about? Because I'm sure there's something else that I have that I can't remember.
No, not the planning and zoning. Seems like they're running a pretty tight ship out there. Everybody on the board was there, and they had a number of things they were looking at, and I thought it was a really nice deal. Tony's running a tight ship out there.
Is he kind of the ringleader out there, is he?
Oh yeah, yep. They said, "Where's Tony? This is like Bud Light here." He said, "We want the real deal." But
okay, good enough. We got.
Thank you, Marty.
You bet.
Thank you.
Miller Emergency Business. None there. Okay, we'll move to public comment. Anybody from the public would like to get up and speak? Now is your time. Bob Giese, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. Just a little more about our budget meeting we had earlier. I know some of you guys weren't involved with that. Just kind of wanted to offer. It is, as Chairman Love said, it is we're in pretty dire straits, and we do need to do something. Unfortunately, I think for us, the insurance part that we're talking about, although that will be helpful, that may not be enough because those are, as it stands now, the additional cost of insurance, they're going to bill us anyway. So we're saving some, but we may not save what we need. And as a matter of fact, we're a long way probably from what we need really in the end. So And we are transferring again this week from the inheritance again, which is going to get that down to levels that I haven't seen, and I've only been here 7 years, so it's getting a little dicey. So anyway, with that being said, if any of you, I just want to offer myself, my staff, you want to come and visit, you want to talk, we have ideas. You know, some of them might not fly, and some of them may fly. So anyway, just wanted to offer our help if you want to come and talk. So
are they great ideas?
You know, Scott, I don't know.
Yeah, this is the deal.
They got to be big.
They got to be huge, but this is the deal. Just like Bill and I and Joan talked last week, we met up, and we was talking about didn't want to go there for the 32 hours. And you know as well as I do, you've been around long enough with the county local government that you can have a great idea. And just like Bill said, when he come in, I said, you know, the 32-hour week probably thing is not going to work because of this reason. And then, of course, you guys all sat down and talked. And he's just like, well, that's not, you know, it just seems so simple. It's the simple things that you think that make sense, but then again, when you have three different unions,
and you have, and there may be one like, you know, Jeff mentioned today about combining counties' assessors. You know, that's crazy, but would it fly? I don't know.
Looking back at the health department situation, you know, and when, you know, way back when we looked about, you know, combining that with, you know, with the Northeast.
Right. So,
you know, Nebraska.
You know, our budget meetings are good, but a lot of times the things that we talk about are more maybe on the outer edges of really what, because honestly, we need to do something.
Well, if you remember though, we cut $1 million out of this budget.
Right.
Not easy to do. You know, Fred made some sacrifices. Everybody made sacrifices.
Well, we made it work.
Yeah.
We made it work. How we did it, Joan can tell you.
Absolutely. With her leadership, we did.
You can, but putting the budget together it is easy in theory. How you do it, you know, our expenses didn't go down, so where'd the money come from? You know, well, we cut this and we cut that. Yeah, but Joan has to put the budget together, and if we got to take from inheritance or we got to take from someplace else, you know, to balance that out, that's what we do. And we've done some of that. And that's why I think, just my opinion, that we've kind of, you know, been able to make things kind of come together.
Right.
And they haven't been easy. You know, I'm not saying they're easy, and none of it's easy. But when, you know, it's no different than our own personal finances. You know, if we got to borrow money from our vacation fund to, you know, pay my car payment, well, I got to do that. And we do that, and that's kind of how we kind of cobble things together at a county level. So, anyway, there may be maybe.
So you have some more ideas than what you brought up today at our budget meeting.
Well, yeah, Bill, we just touched on insurance, 32-hour work week. Those are tough deals.
So, what can you tell us what some of them are?
I'd rather meet with you guys
individually,
separately. Yeah,
okay.
There are two of you. We can meet with two of you.
You know, and just like Kevin and I, when we were going over claims today, you know, and as I was talking to Marty too a little bit, by the time, you know, you look back at 2007 to now when the jail was built, and we had that exception, and we had, you know, the $1.2 million, $1.3 million in revenue, and that just has slowly depleted over the years. And then 2012, we took over the assessor's office, and what's their budget? 300 something.
With the assessors.
Okay.
A little bit over.
It's a little over 300. But anyways, then all of a sudden, then you got the state coming in here.
404.
How much?
404.
404,000. Okay, so that was an expense. And then all of a sudden, then you have tax evaluation people come in here. That's been a $600,000 bill over 3 years. Okay, and then
jail reimbursement was huge when they.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
No? Jail reimbursement.
Right.
We lost that.
We lost that. So over the years, you know, you look at it, and I think if I'm not mistaken, the 11, when I was first elected on, it was pretty tight. And then 12, 13 got a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And then things, you know, really started depleting, and they went downhill from there. Mm-hmm. With, you know, the revenues. Mm-hmm. You know, and then obviously some expenses that we took on, you know, some overhead. So, and then, let's face it, those TIFs, and I hate to even say that, and
you
granted, that was never money that we had, but it sure would be nice to have from losing the exception of the jail, you know, losing, you know, the revenue from the jail, you know, and I never thought that I'd ever say this, but, you know, I was talking to Kevin today, and, you know, and I know the feds will never make a contract with anybody, but, you know, they say if you have 40, you know, if you have 40 spots, we'll give it to you, but how do you come up with 40 spots? The only way you could ever do that is you have to do another jail,
yeah.
You know, and...
But I guess the bottom line is, guys, that you know, and I'm not telling you that you don't know, but we got a lot of great employees, you know, and some of them are non-bargaining, and you know, they're being looked at as, you know, maybe a way to save some money, and that may not happen, or it might be across the board. But anyway, you know, we got a lot of good people here, and I'd sure hate to lose them. Over a 32-hour work week.
Yeah.
Insurance is a different story. If that's across the board, then I'm not sure that can happen either.
Well, I think it has to. Plain and simple, it has to. It has to be across the board.
Anyway, I know you're in a tough spot, but...
thanks for understanding.
Did I say and,
we are.
Anytime anybody wants to meet, absolutely.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, anybody else in the public want to say anything here?
Yeah, I know.
What's your name, sir? Have I ever met you before?
Well,
hi, guys. Ron Hartman. Did you ever find out about the overtime that we're going to pay the sheriffs and stuff for the training? Remember I shared last time?
What's
last
that, Joan?
You were to ask Chris. Chris.
Right.
You were asked
I didn't
talk
know,
to
I didn't
Chris
touch base
on that.
I didn't touch base with anyone
okay.
about that. Oh,
he's the only one who can answer
those questions.
Oh. Yeah, and I thought that's where we left it at, that you...
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to get that. I didn't have a clarification. I thought someone would tell me, so...
Okay, so if you want someone to tell you, I will find out for you.
Yeah, okay, great.
Okay. I just thought, like I said, I thought that you were going to get with Chris
and find out what...
Okay, so I'll make sure that I get with Sheriff... And do you want me to tell you at our next meeting, or do you want me to contact you via telephone, text, email?
Sure. I'll give you my phone number.
Okay.
402-301-4993.
4993? Right. Either Sheriff or I will call you.
All right. Awesome.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you.
See you, Ronnie.
Okay, anyone else?
I'm the last person to hear.
That's okay. That's fine.
I just want to...
Will you state your name for the record real quick?
I'm Stephanie from the treasurer's office.
Okay.
I just kind of want to put some discouragement into the 32-hour work week. With my personal experience here, 32 hours would be detrimental to me. I just had breast cancer surgery. I have to do radiation. That $300 a month that I would lose would help pay for my medical bills. Mm-hmm. So... And then there's like 3 out of our 7 girls in our office that are single mothers. So I'm just kind of want to put it out there that it's not very good to put in our office. I don't know what else to say about it, but I'm okay with paying the extra for the insurance because it's worth having.
Correct.
But for me, it would be a huge loss to be able, because I would have had to have to file bankruptcy or whatever because I couldn't afford the medical bills.
Right.
Understand. So,
and I think that
I'm just trying to want to discourage you from doing the
right. And by listening to us today, I don't think it's even an option.
I just want to make sure it's right there, and you guys understand.
That's a top priority.
A huge priority to me. And my husband's on a fixed income, so that's not going to help either.
Okay.
So, I just want to discourage you even more. Just put.
No, it's fine. And believe me, Stephanie, that was probably one of our many last resorts that we wanted to do, because it was talked about last year during budget time, and believe me, I understand on a fixed income or having so much money that you only have to operate with, believe me. But yeah, and I hate to even go that route, because I know there is a lot of people that live paycheck to paycheck. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean,
I haven't seen any of the bills for my breast cancer surgery, and I'm afraid to see them.
Right.
But I know the insurance is paying for a lot of it, so I'm not opposed to paying extra if I have to. I just can't afford to lose $300 a month.
Right.
Very understandable.
So that's all I got to say, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck with your treatment.
Yep, thank you. Okay, there's no other public comment. We are...
You better
look
out, buddy.
Gentlemen of the board, Scott, there's one thing that happened about, I think it was 4 years ago, we had a major rainstorm go through the county, and it wound up, beyond the road department's efforts and so forth, there was about $700,000 spent for road rebuilding, and well, he told me that I don't know how much that bridge, that's the one they're building now, I don't know how much damage was done by that storm, but leaving that out of it, there was approximately $600,000 to $700,000 spent that would probably add to the problems we have today. But on the other hand, if we should have the same problem this year, that's a lot of money to come up with. So it could even be worse down the road than what it is today. Larry, the other night at our county city school meeting, Adrian Smith was there, Congressman Smith.
Right.
And we still have, I believe, around $480,000 coming from FEMA and NEMA on that. Can't give up. And Adrian Smith's liaison is working, I think, with Fred's office. That would be huge to get that. It was approved. We just haven't gotten it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Because that could help the next storm.
And a year ago, I think, didn't you work with Smith's office a year or two ago on this same issue? But it just kind of got, I think, it's, whatever happened, it got dropped. So it's active again. This time, we'll follow it through.
Well, he seemed to be someone that could get something done.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Hopefully that is the case.
I know Fred did everything, and his secretary out there, and Joan, did everything they could do to give them all the information they needed.
Chuck, my dad paid for that bridge.
Yeah, or South Buff Road. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, this time that I went to...
That was awesome. That was... but listen...
Oh, that's right.
And you know when what's his name, Jared showed up there? He didn't get his coat off, and I attacked him.
Yeah.
You know, because it was on the top of my priority list to find out, because, you know, when we sat down here last week, Joan and Bill and I, and we looked at that dollar amount of $480,000 that they owe us, it's just like, boy, we could use that, like, yesterday, you know. And then, of course, it was nice to see that Adrian was there, because we even brought it up to, you know, Congressman Smith about it even. And, of course, you know, and of course, they give you the song and dance, the appeals, that you got to fill all the paperwork out, which, you know, we've done, you know, probably several times, I'm sure. Yeah, more than likely.
But to get it, they were going to be probably more fortunate. I know the dude's still waiting on money over there.
The best thing is they are the first people that we need to contact to go to work for us.
And they did.
And I'm told that they can... They're the people that can get shaken, and baked and get things done. So hopefully, exactly.
But it is not easy to get the money. You know, last year when I went to Washington, D.C., Jones prepared me a statement, the money there was, you know, and I present to Adrian Smith in his office in Washington, D.C., and he says, well, I will follow up on this, and I'm having the office staff or the administrative assistant to give me a call, and Jones follow up on that. Nothing happened this day. I mean, he knows.
Yeah.
Since,
I know.
He knows since the day one. You know?
He probably hears it all the way. I mean, it's probably an issue that's just nonstop everywhere.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Thank you, Larry. Okay, last call for any public comment. Otherwise, we are adjourned, and our next regular meeting will be at March 12th, 2018. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Have a great evening.